These are your stories, sent by you, for you.
On this edition of These Are Your Stories, we have one from our past. Earl Patrick Ross tells us what life is like as an antiquarian in Utah. I think this one should curl your toes just a bit. Earl sent this in via the website from Price, Utah. It first appeared on episode number 384, June of 2019. Hello, Ron. I have a story that happened to me in November 2018. I am an antique dealer, and I am in constant look for things to add to my shop. The hard part about being a dealer is that you have to sell the things that you find. I guess part of the thrill is finding, but when I do get something new, I tend to fall in love with it. My wife and I have a house full of things that we just couldn't part with. However, there is this one time we wish we had. That is what my story is about. Antiquing in Utah is a hit-and-miss thing. For the best stuff, you have to go to the rural cities to speak to the folks that don't have much use for newfangled stuff. The problem is that they're generally not willing to part with their treasures. This one time, though, the family could not sell it fast enough. Perhaps that should have been our clue just to say no. But the price was amazing. The object of our desire? An ornate door that was at least 200 years old. The family said their father brought home the old door that he found in a pile of debris from a recently demolished house. That's all they would tell us. I asked many questions, but they could not, or perhaps would not, tell us more than that. The door was in great condition, and I thought it would make a good addition to our house since we were in the midst of renovating the second floor. I used it to close off the guest bedroom from the upstairs hallway. This was the last thing we needed to complete the project. The night after we hung the strange old door, weird things began to happen. Now, I should point out that there is a crawl space between the guest room and our bedroom. About 3 a.m., we were both awakened by a loud pounding coming from the crawl space. We jumped out of bed and ran into the guest room with a flashlight in hand and removed the access panel. We were petrified, but when I showed the light in the crawl space, we saw nothing. I was even brave enough to enter the crawl space, but didn't find anything out of place. Reasoning that the noise might have been caused by an outside tree branch hitting the house, we replaced the access panel and went back to bed. A half hour later, the fierce pounding began again. This time Connie, my wife, even checked outside while I went back into the crawl space. Neither of us could find anything that could cause that noise. I don't mind telling you that we were both really scared, and for the next week, every night at 3 a.m., the pounding would be repeated. We're getting exhausted. On the seventh night, we lay awake waiting for the pounding to start. 3 o'clock came, but no pounding. At last, I said, it's over. Then the door to our bedroom flew open and a wild wind rushed into the room. It was crazy and it made no sense. It grew cold and I remember shivering, and then Connie screamed. A voice came out of nowhere, and we swear it said,
I want my door.
Things immediately fell silent. The next morning, I removed that old door and took it down to the shop. A few strange things happened there, but all that stopped one day when an old couple bought it and took it away. The pounding? Well, that never returned. And we have never bought an antique door since. Earl Patrick Ross, Price, Utah. What a strange story, don't you think? I've had this podcast going for some time now, and I've never heard one quite like it before or since. It gave me the chills as I read it, and I even had trouble doing that. I want to thank Earl for sharing it with us. I hope you enjoy these weekly short stories. Remember that I would love for you to take a minute and share your story with us. All you have to do is head to the main website, click on the contact tab, and say that you want to come on the show and tell your stories. As always, you can send your story in to be read by me on the podcast, but either way, please consider sharing your story with Ron's Amazing Stories. Thank you for listening to These Are Your Stories.